Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Jen with the Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this. We're all looking for stuff we can do during this quarantine, and this is a really, really cool, unique thing we can do here in our area. Explain how the idea came about. It's the Price Legacy Tour. We have Victoria Price, daughter of Vincent Price, and before we get into the actual event itself, explain to our listeners how these two legends are connected, Poe and Price.
Oh, wow. If you got any horror fans out there or any people who love old, cool movies, Vincent Price, in the 60s especially, starred in a lot of films directed by Roger Corman. And they did a lot of Edgar Allan Poe adaptations, just really fun, sometimes campy, but just really cool adaptations of Edgar Allan Poe's works. So Tales of Terror or House of Usher, lots of blood and swelling music and ghouls and just fun madness and murder kind of stuff. And Vincent Price was definitely the most famous star when it came to those films. And so I think that people just associate Edgar Allan Poe with these wonderful, fantastic movies that came out of the 50s and 60s. And then for the rest of his life, Vincent Price was the king of horror, and you see him in Michael Jackson, his incredible voice in Thriller video, and you see him in Edward Scissorhands, and just everything, just like those fun old movies and that incredible voice and his incredible performances. So those definitely connect Vincent Price and Edgar Allan Poe. So this event, we always love to have Victoria Price. She comes and she talks about her very famous father and in his connection to Poe. And this was going to be a live event, but you know, this terrible shadow has kind of descended on everyone. So how do we still try to have a really cool event? So you pivot to digital, and then we try to like fling open the chamber door and let a whole bunch of people come and experience this. And so rather than just sort of an intimate dinner talking about old movies and watching this old film, now it's going to be this virtual dinner and watch party. And we're all going to watch House of Usher.
That's awesome. Let's move through the day chronologically, if you can. Like, so I think the festivities, before we even get to the cooking dinner and the movie, at noon, you're going to be doing a writing workshop and a virtual visit to his grave. Explain how are you going to get it, you know, started with that stuff?
Yeah. You know, Victoria Price is she's not only the daughter of Vincent Price, but she is an author. She's this incredible author, and she does these wonderful writing workshops. And so this was going to be an offering at the live event, but again, another pivot to digital. And so it'll be 3 hours, and the workshop is called The Price of Fear. So if there's anybody in there out there, again, loves horror, writing horror, maybe a little bit of poetry, even screenwriting, Victoria, really, that workshop is she's just sort of talking about getting past our fears, especially at this time with the quarantine and with all this uncertainty, getting past these fears, still being creative, still not letting all this stuff descend on you, and how to get through it. And then at the very end of that workshop, we'll be doing a virtual tour of the Poe's grave at Westminster Hall in downtown Baltimore, and doing a meditation kind of in the cemetery. So very spooky, but also just a connection. Edgar Allan Poe had a lot of tragedy in his life, and so this is definitely sort of like a topic for our times. Then later on in the evening, originally we were going to do a virtual dinner. We were going to do a three-course dinner and wine pairings. At the end of his life, as a matter of fact, Vincent Price was a gourmand and very interested in food and wine, and wrote a series of very famous cookbooks. And so because we can't have that live event, we're pivoting to digital. And the chefs at the Lord Baltimore Hotel, the executive chef Bethany, she is going to give a cooking demonstration and share with our audience how to cook some of the recipes from Vincent Price's famous cookbooks. And then later that night, we'll all sit back with a cocktail and watch Roger Corman's House of Usher starring Vincent Price. So an entire day of really cool stuff. And then people can plug into the things that are most interesting to them. If they want to do the workshop, that's earlier in the day, that's a separate component. If they want to do the dinner and join us with the cooking demonstration, make some cocktails and some food at home, really great. And then you can also join the watch party and we'll all watch House of Usher. You can stream that on your own devices at home, or you can watch via our webinar. And we just hope to have a really good time with a little bit of trivia thrown in.
Awesome. And explain, you know, so you've mentioned the writing workshop, you mentioned the cooking, go into the movie a little more, you know, tell our listeners what the premise of House of Usher is.
Okay, so if you're familiar with Poe's works, Poe's story, The Fall of the House of Usher, it's set in this really gloomy mansion with all of like the echoing chambers and all this other great stuff. This sort of old moldering family and the evil that existed in their history. So director Roger Corman made an adaptation of Poe's work called House of Usher, starring Vincent Price, this incredibly just great movie. It's let like sort of turn your speakers up and let this like sort of swell over your house. It's really, really a lot of fun. But it is also the 60th anniversary of House of Usher this year. So we'll all start the movie at the same time. You can follow along on social media, or you can join our webinar and play some trivia while the movie is playing. And then we'll have a couple of prizes for winners for trivia. But Victoria Price, again, will be online talking about her dad, and then talking about just this experience with the film. And then, inviting people, it's just a fun way to spend a night and watch an old movie, all of us together at home.
Awesome. And remind us of, you know, we down in DC listeners, you know, maybe they haven't been to Baltimore in a little while. Remind them where exactly the Poe House is on North Amity Street.
Oh, well, we are Tiny House Museum in West Baltimore, North Amity Street. I'd say the corner of West Fayette and North Amity Street. Poe House has reopened on a very limited basis, so reservations only right now, but every Thursday through Sunday, you can go to our website, poebaltimore.org, and you can book a visit to that Poe House if you'd like. I'm hoping again that once we all get through this, we'll be able to fling open the doors again and then just welcome people back on those days, but right now it's reservation only.
Cool. And take us into a little bit of, you know, how you got Victoria Price involved. Has she done multiple events with you guys in the past?
So, well, she certainly does a lot of Price events around the country, and her, she's gone to San Francisco and New Orleans and had these incredible wine dinners. So three course dinners, again, with recipes from her father's famous cookbooks, along with wine pairings. And so we were so looking forward to welcoming, having that event in Baltimore, and hopefully looking ahead, we might be able to reschedule the live event and do that sometime in the future. But Victoria has such an incredible presence and all these wonderful stories about her parents. As a matter of fact, her mother was also a costume designer in that era in these movies, and that's where her parents got together. So she's got this wonderful knowledge and depth of knowledge about her dad, and people love to ask her questions about just his career and their relationship. So, and of course, again, that connection to Edgar Allan Poe, she is a great supporter of Poe, the historic sites, as well as our fundraising efforts and that kind of thing. And so she very, very graciously is donating her time for this event.
Now, you mentioned earlier in the interview that I want to unpack it a little more. You said that Poe had a lot of tragedy in his life. You know, give us a little history lesson of how genius he was, but also he dealt with a lot, too.
He did deal with a lot. I think Poe's reputation, probably a little bit, a lot of myth and a little bit of truth in terms of like what people know about Poe. So one of the great things about being a historian at Poe House is sharing with people that the truth is just as strange as fiction. People have ideas about Poe as this tortured artist, but there was a lot of method behind the madness. At the same time, he did have a lot of tragedy. He lost his parents very young. When he was only 3 years old, he was not only orphaned, but split from his siblings. And so that's sort of a great tragedy for the family. He lost his brother. He lost his first love. He loses his wife. Two terrible diseases that are lingering and quite painful. And then, of course, he likely did have some darkness and some demons in his own addictions to deal with. And so there was a lot of adversity, a lot of poverty that he had to overcome. At the same time, he did become famous in his lifetime. Fame did not equal fortune, but he was very, very famous. And I think as a result of that, when he dies, because of that celebrity, a lot of rumors swirled about Poe, and a lot of misinformation about Poe really took hold in the public imagination. So a misunderstood genius in many ways, but a genius nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely. And it's continued, you know, well, many years after his passing. I mean, didn't for many years someone at like every birthday of his, they left roses and cognac on his grave?
The mysterious Poe toaster. Yes.
That mystery. Did we ever figure out who that was, or didn't it stop a couple years ago?
It did officially stop. Around 2009, but someone's hired now to come out and do, it's much more ceremonial these days, but still a lot of fun. Somebody comes out, says something in Latin, plays a violin, leaves the cognac and roses on the grave, but it's still really good fun and a nice little tribute to Poe. But the original identity of the original Poe toaster is still a mystery, and I think that's entirely fitting.
Awesome. And then, you know, just big picture it for me, talk about how Poe is sort of captured the city in a way. I mean, even, you know, the beloved Baltimore Ravens were named after one of his stories. You know, like he has become Baltimore in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I defy you to find another city in the world who reveres an author the way Baltimore loves Edgar Allan Poe. He is everywhere. Very much an icon in the city, very much wrapped up in the identity of Baltimore. And I think part of it is that we have the body. He lives here now. And so possession's 9/10 of the law. So the fact that the master of horror is in fact buried here, that is definitely goes hand in hand, I think. But yes, Baltimore loves Poe, and the museum really does enjoy this identification with the city. People come to Baltimore not only to pay their respects, but also to learn about Poe. And Poe was discovered in Baltimore. He began his professional writing career here and really got started here. He made his family here. And so those things are just part of the city and just another thing to love about Baltimore.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time. How can our listeners, you know, participate in the event on the 29th? You know, tell them how, you know, where they go online to watch it, how much it costs, all that stuff.
All right, great. Well, you can visit poebaltimore.org to get a link to the event tickets, or go to pricelegacytour2020.eventbrite.com. If you want to participate in the virtual dinner, again, to see this wonderful demonstration by the executive chef of the Lord Baltimore Hotel, Chef Denise, cooking, showing us how to cook some of those recipes from Vincent Price, that's $25 for the demo and the watch party. But if you just want to participate in the watch party and then have a little fun with trivia, again, you can go to the website, and it's just $10 to join our webinar, or you can even follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, just to follow along and while you stream the movie on your own.
All right, well, it sounds great. Thanks for putting it together. And you know, I know we're a couple months ahead of Halloween, but man, it's the perfect way to you know, wrap up the summer here. So thank you.
Oh yeah, let's get it started already. Halloween all year.
Thanks.